Welcome back, stoners, to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and this is the show where we get comedians high
and make them do comedic challenges.
I just kind of ran with it. I want to start doing that more often, just like have it drop and then like really dark lights and then just like
do comedic challenges.
You changed the whole light setting in here.
I know, yeah.
That was wild.
Super excited for this episode. We've got two really, really hilarious comedians. They are high right now. We'll find out a little bit more about how high that they are. If you're not familiar with this show, we do a live show every month at the Upright Citizens Brigade. Check out the website, imtoeffinghigh.com, for information on our live shows. We always do a really, really fun event for our live shows. Also, we've got new episodes every single Tuesday. And we've got merchandise. So yeah, check out all that good stuff. My sidekick, my co-host here, is none other than not DJ Blue Dream, because he's out right now. He's currently he's reinventing himself in the Himalayas.
That's right.
Trying to find new sound effects, new sounds.
He's looking for that cave, like that temple from Batman Begins.
That's right. Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
But instead, we've got DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Knock Lifeguard.
Perfect. Seamless. That was seamless. Man.
That's operating like a sound pad stoned is like so frightening, because it's just the idea of, I just imagine myself working like a really expensive like bar mitzvah or something. if I was like just struggling through college.
Yeah.
Fuck, I got too high. Yeah. All I had to do is hit the birthday song.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really the Reiner's kid. Rob Reiner's son is going to be so mad. Before we meet our guests here, let's just do a quick
what are you gonna do?
This happened to me recently. I don't know if you guys ever I was gonna say marijuana hero story, but instead I'm just gonna tell the story. I flew high recently. I flew the plane high. Like, I went onto an airplane. I was very high. Had like, on the way to where I was going, I went to Martha's Vineyard for a little R&R. And it makes me sound very bougie, by the way.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. I went to the vineyard for some R&R. And oh, thank you. Yeah. And this is so not the tone of this story, but I'll swim upstream. So on the way there, like, I'm super high, worst turbulence I've ever experienced. I don't like flying, right? Mm-hmm. Worst turbulence, literally, like my drink, like I had to catch the liquid in my drink, like we dropped, and that was absolutely terrifying, like really anxiety inducing. But then I thought I couldn't get more scared than that, in terms of like vehicles. I got high, and then I got a ride to the airport at Martha's Vineyard, and my driver is 87 years old. It is my brother-in-law's stepfather, and at first I was like, you know, I don't want to be ageist. I don't want to be like, you know, get a ride from an 87-year-old man. Like, okay, maybe he's got, you know, his wits about him. He almost hit a mailbox. At one point.
It's Mr. Magoo.
It was. But here's what's funny about it. The reason he almost hit a mailbox was because he forgot to put a seatbelt on. And so he's driving on the road, and you hear the like beep beep beep, and he's holding his seatbelt with his arm, but he doesn't have, you know, great flexibility. So he's just holding it and holding the steering wheel, and he lets go of everything. And I saw him let go of everything. I was like, "Don't let go of, and the seatbelt." And at that point, we like veered off, and there was like a mailbox, and I let out like a little yelp. I was like, "Oh!" and he like, and I'm so high, like I finished my vape because I didn't want to fly with it, so I'm just fucking, I was just sucking down THC. And he finally, he's navigating this, trying to get his seatbelt on. I'm for a good like hard 5 minutes. And then finally he gets his, I was like, hey, you need some help getting your seatbelt on there? Like, just trying to like be gregarious or like, you know, and he was like, no. And he had this deep New England accent, you know, and could barely understand what he was saying. That was more terrifying than, cause that was like a 25 minute ride. And that was more terrifying than like the fucking turbulence. It was terrible. And I was very high for both. So, it kept me honest. It kept me honest. Yeah.
That would be so nerve-wracking for me.
It was awful, honestly. And at what point, at another point, like, he was not paying attention because he was trying to remember some of his favorite fish.
You buried the lead, my dude.
I know.
You buried the lead.
I know. He couldn't remember some of his favorite fish that exist around Martha's Vineyard.
You got the Let's see, you got the
halibut.
You got halibut for sure.
Yep.
That's right. Hey, ding, ding, yep. Ding, ding. Hey, James. Hey, James. You ever been to Martha's Vineyard before? James. You haven't been to Martha's Vineyard.
It was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying. And to be that high the
entire time. You got bass. You got bass. That's a fish you can find, James. You can find ding, ding, ding. Hey, anybody else hear that? Somebody's cell phone going off back there. What's going on? Somebody's cell phone going off? Okay.
Mr. Leno, we need you to...
No, I'm giving a tour. Hey. I told you, ding, I'm giving a tour. Ding, ding. I told you, I'm giving a tour to my nephew, James. James, hey, what do you think of Jimmy Fallon, huh? You like him? Tell you what Jimmy doesn't know. He doesn't know we got skate fish up here. You get the skate fish. That's a fish you can eat.
Mr. Leno, we told you to stop picking people up in your car.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, man. Let's meet our comedians. Let's meet our guests here. This is her first time on the show. I'm very excited that she's here. I was excited when I found out that you smoked weed so I could have you on the show. She's a very funny comedian at the Upright Citizens Brigade. Scream is the name of her ensemble, her Herald ensemble on Monday nights. Please welcome Janitra Tall, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, that's your vibe. That's definitely your vibe.
What is that?
I don't know. Cuddy? I don't know what it is,
yep,
but it's mine.
It's Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome, Janitra.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So always ask every guest here, what is your current relationship to marijuana?
I get migraines. And
okay,
and that's how I medicate.
Oh, great. Okay, great. For a second, I
smoke weed just to go to sleep sometimes.
Sounds accurate. Yeah. At first, I was worried that you were going to say the migraines or weed gives you migraines. But I'm glad that it helps medicate.
I have to catch it. If I'm too far into the migraine, then forget it.
Oh, no.
If I can catch it early, then I'm okay.
Oh, great. And how do you usually consume?
Vape.
Vape.
Yeah.
Nice. And on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at right now?
I feel like I'm at like a 7 or 8.
Nice. Okay. That's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, welcome, Janitra. Thanks for being here.
I'm very excited.
This is going to be super fun. Also here, back on the show, I feel like you might have you might be up there in terms of the people that have done this show the most.
Oh, wow.
Is Ryan Meharry.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah. Welcome back, Ryan.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
This is going to get me pumped up.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Ryan got his glow sticks out.
Yeah.
For the listeners at home. He's got
the lighting is changing in here a lot.
Yeah. Comedic challenges. So, Ryan, where are you at with your relationship to cannabis?
It's pretty love or hate right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I love it and it's great. And I'm talking like during the course of like having just smoked it.
Right.
Like
right.
Some moments it's great. Some moments it's like terrifying.
Smoke weed very rarely.
Yeah. It's great. And where are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm a 9.4. Yeah.
Woo! That's a good number.
I'm lying. I'm like a 9.8.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, you are so close to 10, man. So close to 10. We'll
get you
someday.
There. Someday.
We'll get you
someday.
There. And awesome.
Then you'll die.
Oh my god, that's it? That's the reward?
Yeah. That is the
that's
reward.
The release,
the
my man.
Sweet
that's the
release.
The release.
Finally.
Yeah, dude.
Awesome. Well, let's jump into it, shall we?
All right.
Got some really fun challenges I'm excited to have you guys do. This first segment here is called The Hypothetical Situation.
What do you do when you got a situation that you know is all theoretical? But you're high, when you're high, we call that situation hypothetical. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation. It's a hypothetical situation.
That was almost syncopated.
Oh, almost. So close. The hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high, and I'm going to give you a hypothetical situation that you guys are going to act out, okay?
Oh.
And the theme for this is the beach.
The beach. You're so excited about that.
Very excited.
The beach.
Yeah. The beach. So, you know, we're coming on that season here, you guys. It's summertime, so beach, you know, the beach seems pretty appropriate. Janitra, we'll start with you. All right.
Right.
So, Janitra, your hypothetical situation is you're a beach lifeguard.
Okay.
Who used to be a Navy SEAL.
Copy.
And you are holding a training seminar for other lifeguards, teaching them how to do hand-to-hand combat against sharks.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome. Janitra Tall.
Oh, okay, right away.
Listen, cadet! Of the Malibu Lifeguard Association. Line up straight because we're about to get in this real hard. This is for your life. Do you understand? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
is
sir.
What I would like to
yes,
hear.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you start with yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're out there, you're saving your life. You've pulled her in, but next thing you know, you're getting dragged behind by that red thing that you carry with you. What is it? It's a shark. So what are you gonna do? You wanna get into attack mode. That's a 3-point stance in the water, all right? You're spread wide on each side. Now what's gonna shark? A shark can't swim backwards. So what are they gonna do? They're gonna come at you head on. What do I want you to do? Strike the nose. Do you understand? Because that is the weak spot of the shark. Then you're gonna wanna go up. This, my friends, is a mistake. You're gonna wanna swim down. Why? Because
down.
They're gonna, yes, you're gonna wanna swim towards the bottom of the ocean. So you better have worked on those breathing exercises that I gave to you last week.
The ones with the saxophone?
Yes. Okay? And if you're not hitting those low Ds, then we have a problem. Okay?
Okay, okay.
Sir, I've got the tiger shark that you asked for.
Thank you.
What the fuck? Jesus.
Diaz, I'm going to need you to put that in the water ASAP.
We're in the water.
No, no.
All right, I'm letting it go now.
Seems extra agitated.
Well, stance! 3-point stance! Mikani, what
you
are you doing?
It. You can't rest on anything.
I'm trying to punch it, like you said.
I am going to get new recruits, and I'm telling your captain that this is not okay.
No, please don't tell the captain.
Don't tell the captain.
Don't talk to me. Jackson, swim down. Is someone going to punch the shark in the nose?
I'll do it. I'll jump in and punch it in the nose.
No man left behind. Sullivan, get in there.
Okay.
Oh, it's cold.
All right, surround him, surround him.
Surround
are
who?
We communicating? The shark! Who are you trying to... What?
We're trying.
McCully, if you do not pay attention...
I'm sorry.
You know what? Forget it. I'm coming out there. You got to do something yourself.
Oh,
you have to guard this whole beach. Feels like it.
Oh my god.
Now I've grabbed you all and I'm carrying you. Much like the rock at the beginning.
Where did that saxophone come from? She's got a saxophone.
Not even kicking her legs.
Janetra Talt. Oh, man, that's really funny. I love that you didn't know what that red thing was called, because I don't either, but it's just funny that, you know, group of lifeguards. You know that red thing we all carry behind us?
I know this about you because, like, we've talked about it, but, like, you're a military brat like me. So Is it just, like, easy to slide into that character because of that, or is it just more, like, the cliche of, like, knowing that character?
I think it's more of the cliche because I think I'm pulling from Major Payne.
Hilarious.
That's great.
I love that.
I love that too.
When I was a kid, that was like one of my favorite movies.
It's so good.
Major Payne. Yep. Yeah. It was so, I mean, if you watch it now, it's like so mean. The shit that he says to the kids is so mean. But when I was a kid, I thought it was hilarious. Ryan, you're going to go next.
Okay.
Ryan, because of the insane prices of housing and the popularity of tiny houses, you've decided to become the very first sandcastle real estate agent. And this is an open house and you're showing a couple, which will be played by Janitra and DJ, Narc Lifeguard.
Narc Lifeguard.
You're showing a couple, this sandcastle house. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Ryan Meharry.
Okay, guys. Come on in. Don't touch anything. Just come on in. Don't touch the sides, the walls.
Okay.
Just come in. One at a time. One at a time. All right. Come on in.
Okay.
Guys, welcome to your new 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
Oh.
Guys, I think you're going to really love it. It's 3,200 square feet.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got a huge backyard, a living room, and a grand room. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Whirlpool bath, everything you can imagine. Don't let me sell you. The house will sell itself.
Hey, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Will you level with me just for a second?
Sure, absolutely, of course.
My wife and I are retiring here from Kansas, and this. So let's straight here. Is this just a sand castle?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was my question.
I have been in real estate for 17 years now.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry to get into your business.
17 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Hey, I was only a butcher for 25.
See?
And you were a town nurse. Yeah. We're sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine.
No, here's the money that you had asked for up front.
Of course. This helps me help you. I've been a real estate agent now for years. I've got a 100% approval rating.
Wow, honey, look at that.
100%?
That's hard to get.
Yeah, you were a butcher for 25
and
years.
And I had only reached 95% rating in my all with the health service.
Well, I'm glad to be with somebody who's even above 90%. Well,
thank you, fella. Now, listen, tell us more, because I'm sorry I had my reservation.
Like I said, I've been in real estate a long time. I'm a straight shooter, and if there's one thing I know, houses... This is not a sandcastle, I promise you. Okay. I promise you, this is a house. Don't try to go upstairs.
Okay.
Okay, it's okay.
Don't do that.
Oh, yes, that is weak structurally. That is awfully weak structurally.
They're still putting the finishing touches on it.
Okay, that's fair.
But this is still kind of like, honestly, you guys kind of seem like it's like a model home right now. Like, this is such a great house. We kind of use it to sell other houses.
Hey, listen, fella, can I ask you a question?
Sure, yes.
You promised to be a straight shooter. My
Always.
Wife and I a butcher, she a town nurse. We're two of us straight shooters for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot of money into getting a house from you.
Sure.
I know I fix it up when I see one.
This just seems like a house made out of sand. Mm-hmm.
Sir, my goodness. Pardon me. I've noticed that the two of you, yes, you're both very, no delicate way to say it, old.
Oh, thank and you.
You know what? Honesty.
Honesty, I like
that's
it.
That's what I like. Like I said, I'm a straight shooter.
You are, and I appreciate you much more.
Now, my concern for you, this is my concern. I'm a little worried. I want you to maybe go see an optometrist or something. Mm-hmm. Is that maybe maybe your eyes are going? I don't know. I'm a little concerned. I just want you to just do me a favor.
Honey,
go
he's
and check.
Right. He's right. But did you also, have to eventually give up the butcher shop because of my eyes?
Mm-hmm. We'll have to make sure we get to that optometrist.
I know. We will.
Also,
I'm sorry.
Like, again, I'm a straight shooter. This is what we called it growing up. I think you might be going senile.
You know what? That's what Henry because said.
It could be. It could be.
Yeah.
Loretta here is brother shirt. I don't went know senile to... on account of PTSD. And, you know, hey. I am a bit of a sad fella myself. Boy, look, you could be right.
And so I just want to say, like, maybe you're just seeing things or things. And oh, there's crap. This is absolutely not a sandcastle. Quite,
there's a big old birds are walking into the house here.
Yeah. Oh my god, guys, I mean, this, you rarely see this. This is cool. You can't get this in other parts.
This is really cool. A regular occurrence that could possibly
No, happen. This is oh no, seeing this Hello, right now, it's rare. I mean, obviously I would understand it. This would be very tiresome if it was every day, but no, this is neat now, I promise.
Okay, it just feels like something and pardon me, I don't mean to you have so many years of service. Mm-hmm. It seems like something that would happen in a sandcastle.
I'm starting to see a little bit why you guys might think that. Like, there's a crab on the floor and that kind of bird. That is a little crazy. Right. I could
not to mention.
I guys, that is.
We're surrounded by children taking pieces of the house away.
But like, this is so nuts. Can we take an Instagram together? This is so.
This is so weird.
Of the kid taking away part of our house?
Oh no! Oh, that is so like honestly, this could be on. If someone was recording this, this could be on America's Funniest Home Videos.
I'm stuck. My legs are stuck.
Oh no! He's been buried.
Oh my! Just my luck. Just my luck that a little like quicksand would appear in the middle of this house. Of course, that is so insane. Okay, I admit that there's some quicksand right there. That's insane. The rest of the house is not a sandcastle.
Ryan Meharry. Oh man, that was great. That's the hypothetical situation, you guys. That was great. That was super fun. Let's jump to this next segment. I'm excited for this next segment too. This segment is called "I Know I'm High." But hear me out. And this is a segment where you're going to start. I'm going to give you an opinion that you have. And you're going to start your statement with, I know I'm high, but hear me out. And you're going to walk us through your opinion. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Can you say the phrase again one more time?
I know I'm high, but hear me out.
Hear me out.
Yeah. And Ryan, we'll start with you. Your opinion is the game, The Floor is Lava, is reductive towards lava.
Okay. Hey, look, before you go to the bathroom, I know I'm high, but you just hear me out for a second. So here's my whole thing about this. You remember growing up, kind of the games you would play in your family's house?
Yeah.
You guys, do you remember this one was crazy? The lava game, you try to not step on the floor because the floor is lava.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's my favorite game. Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
Hey man, you're holding up the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, you can listen to this too.
What do you mean that's messed up?
It's a little messed up that you would say that was your favorite game.
Well, yeah, it was fun. You put pillows on the ground, you jump around, and yeah, it was fun.
It's a little fucked up, dude.
What?
Hey, man, why were you over listening to our conversation?
Yeah.
I promise you, I wasn't. I just ran over here and started just talking to you guys.
So wait, what's fucked up about it?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Lava's great, dude.
What?
Lava's fucking great, dude.
What?
It makes beautiful like mountains and rocks and stuff. It like helps form all of it. And so like you kind of shit talking it.
You right, kind of shit. I wasn't fucking. No, wasn't
no dude. I'm not. Honestly, I'm not mad. Like, if, dude.
Come on, man. You're blocking the bathroom door.
Oh no. Like, honestly, like this. I was just like, you said it, and then I was thinking I could walk by, but it's like, okay, this is a teachable moment. Like this is I think this is like a great like, and I feel like as guys, we can say this. Like this is a great teachable moment. Like we got to be able to hold ourselves accountable.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, sure. Lava's great. Whatever, man. I saw on the news that lava actually like fucked up a lot of Hawaii recently. Like I saw a dude lose his fucking house.
Or did Hawaii fuck up the lava?
What?
Or did Hawaii fuck up the lava?
How did Hawaii fuck up the lava?
I got to take 5 seconds real fast.
Hey, let go of me.
No, I'm letting go. I'm just going to take 5 seconds real fast.
My shoulders.
Oh, my chest. Three, four.
All right. I get that. I get why you're saying that. But maybe like the lava was there first in a way. You know, like,
what?
Just like, all right, just like. Think, like, just put yourself in lava's shoes for a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now what do you feel?
Ryan Meharry. Great. I love it. Okay, so Janitra.
Yeah.
I know I'm high, but hear me out. Your opinion is crust is really and truly the only part of bread that matters.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Great.
Hey, I know you haven't actually gone to the bathroom yet, but...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I know I'm high, but hear me out.
Okay.
What's your favorite part of a PB&J sandwich?
Oh, man.
The peanut butter.
Probably the peanut butter, yeah. The peanut butter's so good.
Okay, cool. What part of the bread do you eat?
Oh man, I mean, all of it, really. I guess.
Is this a trick question?
Yeah, the whole sandwich.
You eat the whole sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, what would you say? Now, hold on, hear me out.
Okay.
If you cut the middle part out and just ate the crust.
What?
Sorry, real fast. First of all, what's your state of mind right now?
My state of mind is that I'm high. Okay. And please just hear me out real quick.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to get to, and you guys are clearly not bread connoisseurs such as myself, but you guys like to eat the whole sandwich and not just the crust.
No. Yeah, I'll eat the whole sandwich. Yeah,
and what I'm trying to say is all you should be eating is the crust.
What?
And here's why. Okay. Now, what do you eat? The inside of the egg or the outside of the egg? What's better for you? The outside of the egg. So what would be better for you?
Hold on.
The outside.
Ow, my shoulder.
Guys keep backing up.
Oh, shoot, Devin. I think this is that lady from the YouTube videos who eats all those eggshells.
Absolutely. I eat the eggshells. I eat the egg whites. I do not eat the egg yolks.
Okay. Listen, those are two different things.
Yeah.
Eggs and bread are two different things.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
No, but I mean like in how it nourishes your body. Look. No, they're not. Thank you very much. Let me continue. So all of the nutrients is in the crust, all right? That's why it's like nice and firm and ready to go. The middle squishy nonsense should just go. That's not good for you anyway.
I mean,
and just take that into consideration when you're out there eating them carbs.
I have heard that. I've heard that like brown meat is better for you than like white meat.
Absolutely. Meat. There's just more juices in it.
Okay, so next time I make a peanut butter jelly sandwich, like cut all the crusts off and only eat the crust.
Only eat the crust.
I've heard about it the other way, but
how would you even
way?
Hold it? How would you even hold it?
Very carefully. You would balance it.
Oh, you have an example right
yeah,
here.
It becomes a dust.
Jesus, you've hollowed out a sandwich.
I have. All right. This is a nice piece of wheat bread. Okay. And it has been sliced out of the middle, as you can see. All right. Okay, and as I delicately hold it, this not only becomes a nourishing activity, yeah, but also one of dexterity and grace. So you're not only out exercising the inside, you're exercising the outside. Think about it.
That's,
wow.
I hear there's restaurants in LA like this.
Janitra Tall. Oh, that's great. That's, I know I'm high, but hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were great. That was really fun. You guys have worked really hard. We've worked really hard. Let's go ahead and you've worked really hard at home. So let's go ahead and take a little Blaze break. We'll be right back. Hey, stoners, for more information about past shows that we've done, future shows we're going to do, check out I'mTooEffingHigh.com.
Hey, podcast fans, great news. You got a new podcast to listen to every Tuesday. This is Fantasy Flicks League. I'm Ryan Meharry.
I'm Mike McClendon.
I'm Amy Ruffle.
And we're the commissioners and hosts of the Fantasy Flicks League podcast, a podcast all about the box office. We got flops. We got bombs. We give unsolicited updates on the host's love lives, a reoccurring character who loves Deadpool no matter what his parents say.
I'm going to see it, Mom. Screw you.
With an A-list guest lineup and the movie news you need to decide what to see and what to skip, the Fantasy Flicks League podcast drops every Tuesday morning. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. Hope you got to blaze a little bit. And before we get to our last segment here for comedic challenges, let's check in with DJ Narc Lifeguard for Weed Vice.
Weed Vice, how can I help? Advice, 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 Weed Vice, how can I help?
Tight. All right. I've really enjoyed filling in for DJ Blue Dream over a few episodes now. And I feel like I've kind of just have been hitting on stuff that I have liked to do recently. I think the first was to garden was something that I talked about. Another one that I brought up was like hanging art up in your house or like decorating your place a little bit more. So I'm going to conclude I've really enjoyed cooking simple recipes for myself lately. Mm. Ryan, I know you can relate to this because I know you've been like, we've just talked as friends about you've been experimenting with cooking and things like that. Trader Joe's has these purple sweet potatoes right now that I've been taking and like slicing really thin, like quarter sized, right? And then coating them in coconut oil and then sprinkling them with a little like pepper and cinnamon, and then you just bake them until they crisp up. Like chips, they're delicious.
Nice.
Oh, and I've just been doing like little simple recipes, like just been experimenting with stuff, and like cooking for yourself I find is so therapeutic and nice and stuff like that. And so just wanted like to hear your all's thoughts on that.
Yeah, like I do I have like a few recipes I do that are just like a handful, like very few ingredients, just stuff that I kind of like always know I have at home.
Yeah.
That's that I just do like a few times a week, even, and it's like it's nice, like, or just like rotate sort of the same recipes, and it's kind of nice to have just like sort of set instructions that you can just kind of like turn your brain off for a bit and just do it. And then it's fun to challenge yourself every now and then with like some more complicated things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janitra, do you like to cook?
I do like to cook. I honestly just got hung up on if it was like cooking while high. And I was like, I don't do that.
I don't do that either.
Okay.
I do.
I definitely do.
Yeah. It's fun. I like it.
But I'll say this, like it is something that you have to be just paying attention to. It's one like it's how I like to put energy towards something when I'm high. The way I like to like draw when I'm high or paint when I'm high. It's like a focus thing. So
for
like,
sure.
But that's okay. Sorry.
Oh no, that's okay. I derailed it. But I do like cooking for myself. And recently I've been trying to take, recipes that cause I'm a meat eater and I've been trying to make like vegetarian versions, just to keep it, to keep me honest about how much vegetables I intake, because if I don't have to, I won't. So, I've been putting forth that kind of effort.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Great.
Do you have an example of one that you've done?
I did cauliflower buffalo bites.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How was it?
Really good. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did the breaded version and I didn't like it as much as just putting the cauliflower in the oven and then letting it crisp up that way.
Okay. That sounds really good.
And then you like use sauce and stuff like the
Yeah, I use the Red Hot. I mean, yeah. I'm not like trying to be vegan or anything like that, so I'm not really paying attention to what's on the bottom. Right. I'm just trying to be better about my intake of vegetables.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds really good. I like that. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So that's great advice. You know, high or not high, cook for yourself a little bit, take some risks, or start with something simple, fundamental.
Yeah, I think if you're able to, it's a privilege to like be able to cook for yourself. So if you're able to, like, do it from time to time because it's a good thing to know how to do.
Oh, yeah. And real quick, super quick, I got really excited. I learned how to cook an egg in a cup, so then I could carry it with me wherever.
What do you mean? How do you do that?
So you just you have to, if you want like sunny side up or something like that, if you put the egg in the cup, you're basically just cooking it in the microwave.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
But you have to make sure you pop the yolk, or else it will explode in your microwave.
Oh man,
that makes sense.
But then, really funny. Then I can just like run out of the house.
Oh, if you're in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Take a little hard boiled egg.
That's great. Nice. Awesome. Good advice. Good weed advice. Let's jump to our final segment here. This segment, and you guys are going to do this together. This is called TED Talk.
TED Talk.
Right. Great job. That was great. You guys are doing a TED Talk together. Okay. You guys are, I'm going to give you guys the subject of your TED Talk and you guys are going to do it together. Makes sense? The subject of your TED Talk is how couples who have dinners in cold silences actually have happier lives. Make sense?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. We'll give you some music.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mr. James Pullman.
And my name is Mrs. Janet Pullman.
And we have been very, I'd say, fortunate.
Yeah.
To have been married for 18 years.
Can you believe it? 18 years with this guy?
Yeah.
You guys, getting to 18 years, it's not easy. Go ahead.
It takes a lot of focus.
Patience.
Caring.
Support.
Aww.
And understanding and honestly, and here's how we do it.
We do it with cold, hard silences at dinner time. Mm-hmm. Yes, take it in. Take it in. It's not what you usually hear from people, huh?
No. But that's what you're hearing today.
Yeah.
All right. And our talk
today.
Shh.
Quiet. Your marriage is being saved.
What is the most common complaint about one significant other? I'll tell you. It's that there's nonstop nagging, they're in my ear constantly. Yak, 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 yak. I got the solution.
That's me she's talking about.
All the time.
She says that I do that, but I don't hear it. Unbelievable.
And that's, you know, understanding that you may not know yourself, but they're with you all the time and they know you.
That's right. That's right. They know you. And sometimes, you know, you guys, the emotions bubble over. And you gotta let that out. But you can't be yelling because, you know, you can't be yelling. Because if you do that, that's, you know, you're going to say things you regret.
Mm-hmm.
you're going to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that.
Mm-mm. No, I do want that. My wife and I aren't communicating.
Okay, sir, we're going to take questions after.
Ow! My shoulders!
You're being rude, sir.
Hey, let go of me!
You're being rude, sir.
I paid $54 for this!
You're being rude.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
What?
Because the noise was removed. All right? We all felt us become better.
There was tension before, but now there's not.
Mm-hmm. And that is lesson one of shh, quiet.
We'll now be
she's being saved.
We'll now be sending around the collection plate.
Hey, you already sent this around.
Well, we're
telling me
it,
and my wife how to fix our marriage.
We're sending it again. We're not saying this is a religious organization.
You're not.
Well, it feels like it is.
It's not. We're not saying that.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I have a question.
Sure.
Is it just me, or does it seem like maybe this is a sandcastle that we're in right now?
What is this guy talking about?
What? Gap.
That's no. Negative. This guy's
a. I mean, I'm sitting next to a starfish right now. Everything's surrounded by sand.
Did you? Hold on, everyone. I thought I saw you bring in a starfish. I think he.
Did you? Everyone's hand is raised.
Everyone,
sir.
They saw you bring in a starfish.
Should we start looking inward? Is that what's happening?
You got starfish. That's an example of a fish that's up in Martha's Vineyard. That's a pretty good fish. The starfish. Hey, ding, 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 Jimmy.
Who got my father in here?
Hey, listen, hey, you ever been to Martha's Vineyards before, the MV?
I sent him to the airport.
Hey, she
was. That's dead talk. Oh, man. Guys, this is so great. This is so much fun.
This is so much fun.
Yeah, you guys, so how do you feel? Here you are. You had to do some comedic challenges. You got high. How do you feel now? Did you have fun? Was it easier for you? Was it harder? Were you able to channel something magical because of cannabis's magic?
I had a lot of fun. I was very nervous.
Oh,
but
couldn't tell.
Shanitra, you killed it.
You crushed it.
Yeah. So funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
fun. I had a great time.
Yeah, this was really, really fun.
Yeah,
I had a blast.
Awesome.
I loved doing the show.
Ryan, anything to plug? Where can people find you?
Oh, yeah, you can listen to the Fantasy Flicks League podcast. DJ Narc Lifeguard.
Narc Lifeguard.
He joins me. are there hosts? Yeah, Amy Ruffle. It's so much fun. It's a website companion to a game Mike and I started called Fantasy Flicks League. It's like fantasy football, but for movies. It's a lot of fun. Start a league, get your friends.
What about on stage?
Right. On stage, you can see me every Friday night at 8 at UCB Franklin with Bangarang.
Yeah, great. Check out that show. They're great.
Super fun. Yeah,
Janitra.
You can catch me at UCB with my Herald team Scream. Yeah. Mondays, Thursdays, and or Fridays. I don't want to say and. I'm also on you can catch me at Second City on one of their long form teams.
Awesome.
Cool.
Great. Awesome. And you can please check out we are at I'm Too Effing High on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram. Check out the website for information on future live shows. Also, if you get a chance, check out Florida Girls on Pop TV. First episode is July 10th. It's a show that I wrote for as well as recur on, and I'd love it if you check that out. And if you can make it out to a live show, make it out to a live show.
It's so fun. Come see a live show.
Yeah.
I like plugging these extra just because like we have so many visual surprises.
Oh, you know? It's great.
Like you get to hear it as a podcast, but the live show is an experience. Come early, hang out. It's a lot of fun. It's a party.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much, you guys. Stay too effing high. We'll see you next time.
Hi. Hi, everyone. This is Amy Albert, host of Mom, Get Your Shit Together from Campfire Media. Mom, Get Your Shit Together is a podcast about beauty and self-care just for moms. Just because you're a mom doesn't mean that you don't need to get your shit together. Am I right? You can download and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.